You are listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Shelby Lindsay. Lawmakers demand an investigation into Vanderbilt's pediatric gender clinic after doctors were seen promoting transgender surgeries because they are moneymakers. I spoke with filmmaker Don Johnson on exposing the transgender movement. Hear what he has to say after the break.
Read more stories on spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine. Go to mycharismashop.com and enter in the promo code CPN to receive 10% off the price of the subscription.
First, could you just say, spell your name and give me a good title?
Sure. My name's Don Johnson, D-O-N-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Although my author and movie name is Donald J. Johnson, which is what you'll hear on IMDb and that sort of thing. And I am a filmmaker, author, speaker. I do a little high school teaching on the side, sort of. I've got a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah, many hats. Well, yes. I know that you have a movie coming out, Disconnected. Before we start talking about that, just kind of back it up for me a little bit. How did this all get started for you?
Well, when I had kids, for one thing, I am a father of four kids, three girls. They're all right in that teenage. I've been dealing with teenage girl stuff now for the past 11 years, and I've got another one just entering the teenage world. And it's a tough time to be a teenage girl. It is a hard society to live in. And so, you know, even as protective, I feel like, as my wife and I are, it is very difficult to keep your kids from all of the stuff that's going on. So I wanted to make sure I knew about that. And this was years ago, just sort of diving in, like, what's going on? You know, one of the major issues, and we weren't even in the public schools, but even among our crowds, one of the major issues we were having, you know, even years ago was sexting, right? Like the young, you know, your 12-year-old girls are getting pressured to sext. And so that got me researching just what's going on. I made a movie about 3 or 4 years ago called Unprotected, which was diving into the sexual revolution and what's going on. Why are girls so sexually objectified these days? And this movie is a little bit of a follow-up to that. So we did some research into the history of the women's movement in the 20th century and the role of, like, the birth control pill and these sort of things and what happened in the 60s. And since then, what, you know, the role of the internet. I feel like the transgender movement is sort of a logical follow-up to all of that. And so this is a little bit of a follow-up movie to that. The transgender movement exploded in 2015, I would say, with online stuff, Reddit, Discord, you know, all of the social media was blowing up with girls right after the time that Bruce Jenner came out as Caitlyn, right? And so since that time, we've been you know, trying to figure it out, and got into movie making. So we're like, well, what better movie to make for parents and teachers and kids than one about what's going on with these girls?
How do you kind of just get into movie making? What is that? What does that look like?
Yeah, that's a good question. I was going to write a book. I don't even remember the topic back in the day. About conversion. I was going to write a book about like atheists converting to Christianity. And I was doing a lot of evangelism, apologetics. I still do. But I had just written one. I didn't, a little bit selfishly and weirdly, I didn't want to write another book. And my buddy here, I live in Southern California. So, you know, we've got Hollywood connections. And he was a documentary filmmaker. I'm like, hey, we need to make this movie about how atheists convert to Christianity. And so we scrounged up enough money to start that film, and we've just been doing it ever since.
That's amazing. So Disconnected comes out October 8th. Tell us a little bit what it's about, you know, the premise, your goal from the film. What are you guys hoping to do here?
Sure. Well, educate, inspire, all of those things that movie makers do. The movie is about primarily what's going on with young girls who are the major population of this, by the way. You know, if you look at the media, you might think, well, there's a whole lot of middle-aged men running around dressed as women now. And yes, there are, but that's not really where the action is in this. It's the young girls now as young as, you know, 10, 11. I've got a teacher friend who teaches fourth grade, and like 40% of her class are now, you know, declaring as non-binary.
Wow.
It's really has taken over the youth culture. So we want to educate people about what's happening. This is not, you know, out on the fringes. There's a lot of young girls being sucked into what I consider a cult. Mm-hmm. And they are being put on a path that starts with social transition, where they change their pronouns and change their names at schools. And a lot of times that's hidden from the parents. And then it moves on to puberty blockers. Mm-hmm. They're taking synthetic hormones to stop puberty, which is incredibly dangerous and irreversible. And then they're moved into cross-sex hormones very quickly, where they are, if they're a girl, they're taking testosterone, which also has immense permanent damages.
Right.
And now they are, and then after that, they'll move into actual surgical mutilation, where they are getting double mastectomies. They're getting what they euphemistically call bottom surgery, if it goes that far, which, you know, is just horrendous. And so this is happening to girls younger and younger and younger. And so we tell that story. We explain what's going on in the schools, within the therapy profession. We interviewed a plastic surgeon. We interviewed public school teachers and parents and transitioners and detransitioners. There's about, we probably interviewed 20 people that are in the film, and from a wide spectrum. And so, yeah, we tell that story, like what's going on, who's behind it, you know, what's pushing this. This isn't a ground, you know, this isn't a grassroots movement. This is a movement of top down from very powerful, influential people with a lot of money that are pushing this on kids, and they're taking over the school systems. They're taking over the counseling profession. They're taking over the medical industry. Big Pharma is pouring a ton of money into this. And so, we tell that story. We hit a lot of points in the movie, and try to give a nice overview. And we tell the story actually through the eyes of one girl in particular, who we kind of focus on. That's the story arc. Her name's Daisy. She got sucked in as a young girl and went all the way through to top surgery. Thankfully, not bottom surgery. Mm-hmm. But then quickly, within 3 weeks after her mastectomy, she knew that it was a mistake. And so we sort of follow her along as we tell her story. She comes out of that, and I won't spoil the ending for you, but it's a great ending.
So you're a Christian. As you're interviewing these people, hearing their stories, listening to experts and, you know, professionals and all these different fields, what is almost like your spiritual take on what's going on in the world today?
It's incredibly dark, Shelby. And the more layers you peel away, the more satanic you realize this is. This is a satanic attack on the human person and on the family and on, frankly, on God himself. We actually had started out the working title when we started the film was War on Reality, you know, the war on reality. It's what we saw in the fall with Satan trying to tempt people to rebel against their natures and how they've been created. This again, it's I think Satan is ramping up the spiritual warfare here as we move into the 21st century. And it's just incredibly evil and dark as you see, like, what specifically is being attacked here? Well, your body, for one thing, the body that's made in the image of God, male and female, he created them. So Satan really hates the body. Right, we have a section on that in the movie from Christopher West does a nice explanation of this and how this is a satanic attack. And then, you know, secondarily, there's an attack on the family, right? It's an incredibly anti-parent movement. And as you dig into that, you're like, why are teachers so anti-parent now? Why are these therapists so anti-parent? That doesn't make any sense. Like, good therapy, good education, for years we've been trying to get parents involved in these institutions because we know that that produces better outcomes for the kids. Yet now they're pushing parents out, right? You go to a therapist, you go to a doctor, you go to school, the parents are considered a roadblock to what the institution wants to do to these kids. Well, why is that? Well, because it's an anti-family, anti-parent movement. Mm-hmm. And underneath that, the only explanation for that is that it's satanic. It's incredibly dark. Very much, it's a spiritual warfare thing going on. Mm-hmm. What could be darker than a 13-year-old girl who's, you know, just, you know, think about when you were 13 and you're being told that you are not right the way you are, right? That you're messed up and that you should mutilate your body. Mm-hmm. It's just such a lie. So dark. And we need to make people aware of it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, children are so impressionable. So when you're telling them these things, the part to me that's so alarming is like the attack on identity. You know, these kids don't, how do they stand a chance to find out their identity in God and who they are, you know, as sons and daughters of God when their identity just as a man or a woman is being attacked? It's really sad, but I think a lot of people are waking up to what's going on. Do you feel like there is kind of like a wake up movement going on?
Yeah, there is. There is definitely. It's an interesting thing. I'm interested to see how it all plays out because there is a broad spectrum of people that are waking up to what is happening, especially to these girls, right? So you see, even this week, you see protests at the Boston Children's Clinic. They're shutting down. Vanderbilt just took their entire website down.
Saw that.
After they took their web. I mean, this is their website. They built it. And now we're starting to expose these things. And it's interesting that it's a broad spectrum of people, right? So I know that like coming to the screening that we're having, the big premiere that we're going to have, you've got politically, you've got left, right. You've got non-religious. You've got religious. Even among the religious people, we've got Muslims coming. We've got Protestants. We've got Catholics. We've got people of all varieties. You've got actually, interestingly, a very strong gay community that's coming out against this. And so that's, you know, that part is interesting to me, like the feminists that are against this. And so, hey, I welcome them. Obviously, I'm like, yes, let's all get together and stop the genital mutilation of our kids, right? But again, I'll be interested to see how it all plays out because obviously I think there is a philosophy undergirding this that ultimately the way to fight this is not going to be politically. And it's not going to be like sociologically, like you're going to have to realize that this is a spiritual battle and you're going to have a proper understanding of what human beings are.
Right.
So I do think like some of the groups that I'm thankful that are coming out to fight this ultimately will need a stronger foundation. We will need a stronger, the church is going to have to be the one to offer an alternative anthropology, right? It's like it's an attack on the human person, but in order to fight that, you need a proper understanding of what the human person is. And so that only comes from Christianity, right? So I think that aspect of it, I'm encouraged by the wide spectrum of people that are coming out. Ultimately, I think the ones left fighting at the end who have the strong foundation, that's the church.
Yeah. You know, I think that in the past, the church has maybe not done the best at representing Jesus in these situations. You know, they come with a lot of judgment and condemnation, maybe shame. And so my hope that is through all of these, you know, times that people are waking up and seeing what's going on, that Christians are able to like come in and love people, but like speak truth in a way that is biblical, honest, and, you know, brings people into, you know, the reality of what God has for us, but, you know, just in a way that maybe is just a little bit more loving than I think has been displayed in in times past.
Yeah. You actually make I've got a big section at the end of the movie on just that. And it really, we need to understand, especially like with this issue, that the transgender people, and I, you know, don't think there is such a thing as transgenderism, right? There's people who have issues that we have misdiagnosed, okay? Right. But let's, you know, like the people that have that, those, they are not the enemy here.
Right.
You know, they deserve nothing but compassion and care and open arms to welcome them in.
Yeah.
And like, we need to support them. We need to come in and walk alongside them and understand what they've been through.
Yeah.
And again, this is a top-down movement. This is being pushed. There are people that we need to fight against. The few, and it's not actually even that many, right? It's just there's a few powerful people that are pouring money into this, the ideologues, and training people. Admittedly, they're now training sort of an army underneath them that are being brainwashed into this ideology. But that's what we need to object to. It's the ideology. It's the evil behind it. It's not the people that are being affected by this. The young girl that is, you know, told that she'll be happy if she just takes these drugs and has the surgery. I mean, obviously that we got to be very compassionate.
Oh yeah. Empathy.
Right.
So October 8th, where will people be able to stream the movie, watch? Tell us how you can do that.
Yeah. So October 8th, if you are in Southern California or can get to Southern California, we will be having a red carpet world premiere gala at the Freed Theater, which is a really lovely theater on the campus of Christ Cathedral here in Orange County. It's actually, if you've seen Star Trek, one of the Star Trek movies used this building, not the cathedral itself, but on the campus, there is what they've called the Cultural Center. And Star Trek used it for like Space Command in one of their movies. It's a really cool venue. And so we're going to have our big opening event there, and you can get tickets for that at disconnectedmovie.com or donjohnsonmedia.com or runawayplanetpictures.com, any of those. And then after that, immediately after, so as soon as the 9th, worldwide, you'll be able to stream it on demand at runawayplanetpictures.com.
Perfect. Is there anything else that you want to leave people with? Anything about the movie? Anything going on?
Just that I do think, even if you think this isn't affecting you, it is affecting you. This is an issue that is affecting everyone. Yeah. So you think, well, maybe I don't have any kids. I mean, especially if you have kids, if you've got kids, I don't care how sheltered they are going to enter a world, and they already are, where they're going to be forced to go through trainings that are ideological on this, that they're going to be forced to present pronouns. And it's no small thing to be able to present your pronouns, right? You tell a four-year-old a fourth grader that they need to present pronouns, or that they need to accept that little Johnny is now Jane. Mm-hmm. That's not a small thing, right? That's affecting their entire worldview. Yeah. That's affecting their view of you, the parent. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's affected by this thing. If you live in this society, you need to be aware. And so I think this is a great way. I mean, it's 88 minutes, and I think you'll get a you'll become away. I think one of the first guys that saw it, he's like, well, I was angered. I was inspired. I was, you know, all of these emotions. But in the end, he said, I had hope. So that's what we want. You know, like you get all you learn all these things. But in the end, it is a hopeful message. And we have to have that. So yeah, I would just say, get yourself aware of this topic. It's everywhere. It's affecting more and more kids. Thankfully, there is more awareness, but there's a long battle ahead. So,
yeah. Well, thanks, Don. Thank you for what you're doing. You and your team. And I'm excited to watch the movie and just see what you guys have going on.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Shelby. Appreciate you doing this.
Thank you for listening to Charisma News. To read more articles and stories like this one, visit charismanews.com. Receive stories on spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine at mycharismamag.com. Type in promo code CPN to receive a 10% discount off your subscription.